Hi, Mr. Brian here to talk to you about an elastic collision puzzle. So this audio recording is recorded to go along with a handout that you'll be receiving. And in the handout, it asks you to imagine a cue ball moving to the right at 2 meters per second and an eight ball moving to the left at 3 meters per second. Furthermore, if the collision is elastic and they bounce apart, what are their after collision velocities? And you're supposed to assume that each has the same mass, which I give you as 0.4 kilograms. Now, maybe you remember from the laboratory experiences we've had, but if you have a collision that's elastic and the objects have equal mass, what should occur is that they should simply just exchange velocities. So if one's moving to the right at 2 and the other left at 3, after the collision, it should just be the opposite way. So the first one moving at the left at 3 and the second moving at the right at 2. But we want to look at how we can mathematically show that to be the case. So on the paper, I've listed the strategy, the sort of part of physics that we're going to employ, which is the conservation of momentum. We'll imagine both the cue ball and the eight ball making one large system. And in that case, we can conserve momentum. So the initial cue ball momentum plus the initial eight ball momentum should equal the final cue ball momentum plus the final eight ball momentum. And I've used m sub c for the mass of the cue ball and m sub 8 for the mass of the eight ball. And so I've listed those there in the third line. In the fourth line, I start plugging in numbers. And as you can see, the masses are the same. Watch your sign on the velocity, so positive 2 and negative 3 for the initial velocities of each. And because the masses are the same and there's a mass in every single term, I just cancel that. And when I simplify that, I get an expression that reads negative 1 equals the velocity of the cue ball plus the velocity of the 8 ball. Now, I've dropped the units there just to make the equation less messy. But if you wish to include them, you can. But the equation there at the bottom that I circled there is negative 1 equals Vc plus V8. And of course, we have two unknowns in one equation. And whenever you get to that situation, you have two unknowns in one equation, I like to joke that we basically have two choices. We can give up, or we can find another equation. And because this collision is elastic, we can also conserve kinetic energy. So I write that equation in the next line, 1/2 mv squared for each object before and after. We can simplify that, thankfully. We can cancel the halves. There's a half in each term, so I canceled that. The mass in each term, even though one is the mass of the cue ball and the other is the mass of the eight ball, because we know those two masses are the same, we have the same mass in every single term, and so I just cancel the mass as well. So plug in the speeds, do your squares, and you end up with that second circled equation on the page, which says 13 equals the velocity of the cue ball squared plus the velocity of the eight ball squared. So now we have those two circled equations with the same two unknowns. And if we can solve those two simultaneously, we can figure out the velocities after the collision. So what I did is I solved the momentum equation, the negative 1 equals Vc plus V8. I solved that for V sub c. And that turns out to be negative 1 minus V8. And then I substituted V sub c, negative 1 minus V8, into the kinetic energy expression, the 13 equals Vc squared plus V8 squared. And when I do that, I have to square the negative 1 minus V8, which turns out to be 1 plus 2V8 plus V8 squared. And then I've got the other V8 squared, which was in the kinetic energy equation in the first place. And then I've rearranged that. I solved that expression for 0, and then rearranged it in decreasing powers of V8. And I simplified it. I divided by the greatest common factor, which in this case is 2. And so I get this expression 0 equals V8 squared plus V8 minus 6. Now, if you remember from algebra how to factor that, that's pretty easy to factor. And so that's what I did there on the left. So I factor that into V8 plus 3 and V8 minus 2. Although if you don't see how to readily factor it, you can always use the quadratic formula and solve it that way, which is perfectly acceptable as well. In any case, you get two answers for V8. So you get -3 meters per second, and you get +2 meters per second. What turns out that anytime you solve this equation in conservation momentum and kinetic energy, that those two answers have both real physical meaning. So one is the original velocity, and one is the new velocity. So you'll know if you got the correct answer because one of your answers will be the original velocity of the 8 ball, which was -3, which means the new velocity is +2. And of course, once we have the new velocity for the 8 ball, we can plug that back into one of our original circled expressions and get the velocity for the cue ball, which I did there at the bottom, and got that to be -3, which is what we sort of thought might be true based on our experience previously. So I hope that helps, and you'll use the same kind of technique in our next assignment, which is what I call a POGL, that stands for Process-Oriented Guided Inquiry Learning. And so hopefully I've left enough instructions for you to work on that and check your answer and get that correct on your own. And let me know if you have any questions. I'll see you soon.